Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. It's Wednesday, you know what that means.
It's time for The Talk and for AEW. AEW later, but time for The Talk.
Yeah, AEW later.
Yes, of course.
So, welcome to Los Angeles or Seattle or
Los Angeles part two,
wherever you want to put it.
London.
I never, well, no, Los Angeles, because I never thought we have SIG alerts here on the East Coast. So SIG alerts is when,
thank you, Canada,
in Los Angeles is when the ozone and the air and all the smog from the 9 million cars get thick in the Los Angeles basin, and they put a SIG alert out for people who are sensitive, like people who have asthma and people who have lung conditions. And
hi guys,
and
like us,
we
yep, like
we thought we left that in
hi guys, like us,
in Los Angeles, I guess.
Like us. Hi guys.
It has come here and invaded us again. Thank you, Canada.
Yes, thank you, Canada. Sorry. Sorry to those from Canada. We're sorry.
You know, the only country that can't put out their own fires.
Well, actually, this one's on the other side.
Right.
Now it's the West.
Now, wait, no. If we go back, when this started in June, it was the West Coast that had fires, and it followed the jet stream. Then it was the East Coast that had fires for a month. Now it's back to the West Coast.
Yeah, this is completely true.
Put the fires out.
No, we don't want to. And of course, mom's doing her plastic canvas work.
Yeah, she's doing her knitting.
It's not knitting, it's plastic canvas work.
What are we knitting today?
There is a difference.
On the air, of all things.
There is a difference. This is not knitting, this is plastic canvas work. There is a difference.
Isn't that Purdy? It's a dolphin, isn't it, Purdy? I am making it for...
Why is it like... Dolphins are like one color. Why is this like every color of the rainbow?
Because the person who happens to like the dolphins happens to like every pattern of blue and green. And I added the yellow so it looked a little bit better because didn't want it to continue with the colors that I had. So, give it a little bit of color.
Brighten it up a little. Give it a little.
Tell her to pick a color.
Well, I did it, not her.
Dolphins are like gray. What's a dolphin? Dolphins are like gray.
No kidding. We know dolphins are gray. I know that. But I thought it would look very nice in her new place. And
looks like some abstract art by Michelangelo or something.
That's the idea. That's what I was going for.
Oh, you've achieved it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, when I'm finished, it's going to say, welcome home. I'm going to say, welcome on top and home on the bottom. I'm going to make it look nice. It's going to be something for her to enjoy over the course of the years before it gets so old that she wants to throw it in the garbage or just dust it off. knowing her.
And if we look in the corner of the screen, you've got some things going on over there.
Yes, I do. I went ahead and crocheted new little guys. This is from a game, Final Fantasy, and also Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts series. This is a Moogle. It's a little cat. It's a little combination of like a cat and a bat. And it has a little red bulb on its head, or different. Actually, it can be different colors. I decided to go with the classic red. Yeah, actually, it's communication. It's for like emotions and stuff. And yes, has little Emesis purple bat wings on the back. And this one is actually in eggshell white and little rose nose to go along. This is like the medium-sized one. And I went ahead and made a little tiny one. This is the baby. Not the baby one. Which is actually a white, and yes, this little black stemmy is a little black stem. It's actually a pipe cleaner. Yes, we're putting pipe cleaners in our heads now. The little Emesis wings on the back, of course. It's all white. Little black for its eyes. Little rose circle going on for its nose. And the thing is, I'm not finished yet. These are the two of a three series, because I'm making myself one. Because my two sisters, and I love them dearly. Hi, Tavi. Hi, Mel. And they already claimed two Moogles. They're like, oh, you're making Moogles. I want one. Yeah, okay. Although my next project, I'm afraid. I'm making Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm already going to go ahead and beat her to the punch. I'm probably going to go ahead and make her one and go, here you go. Shush. And then work on my own.
Should make her a Jack Skellington.
Don't go there. I'm pretty sure I could find a pattern for Jack. She would go crazy. And of course, I went ahead and made John.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You want to talk about?
And of course, for
who showed up?
And of course, for our Beatles Forever studio, I went ahead and crocheted John. Hello, everyone. For our studio, it's from his New York City photo shoot. His jeans and his little belt, his shirt, and yes, I actually went ahead. I had to make shoes. Dead serious, I had to make shoes.
Somebody can't draw feet.
Yes, I can't draw feet. Shush. Just like Stanley, I can't draw feet.
Thank you, Deadpool.
He is sporting a white shirt.
White and black.
The white and black shirt from the New York. It says New York City, folks. And he's sporting a beautiful brown belt to match the beautiful brown shoes. And the dark blue jeans. Howdy, folks. And, yes, he has a 3D nose. Isn't that beautiful? With the black...
And black sunglasses.
And yes, his hair looks fantastic.
Hey, it's the first time I ever had to do hair. Leave me alone.
It's the first time I had to do hair.
Make sure you listen to The Beatles Forever, 4 to 6 p.m. WTBR FM.
Thank you, John. Thank Hello. You. Hello.
Anybody home? Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I'm gone.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Peace out, John. Yes, that's the first time I ever had to make a nose and a pair of granny glasses out of yarn and make hair.
Yeah,
he was one of the most challenging ones I've had to do.
Still here.
Hello, John. Hey, at least I put in the work. At least I don't go on strike.
So, what about the rest of the Fab Four? Is there any chances we'll see Paul, George, and Ringo on the shelf here
again,
in the Beatles studio?
Again, it depends on the pattern. There's a couple of them that have them in regular clothes. And there's one that actually, and there's a couple of patterns that has them in the Sgt. Pepper outfits. I'm not even kidding. So it depends. It depends on the pattern. I mean, if they look decent in the pattern, I'll probably do. It's like her plastic canvas work. It depends on the pattern. The pattern looks decent and easy to work with. I could do it. Hi, John.
Hello.
Anything else you got to say, sir?
Imagine there is no heaven. Jesus, if you try. Bye.
Bye. Yes, but yes,
just remember, the Beatles never went on strike.
Yes, at least they put in work too. And it's just weird. Why would actors want to go on strike and all that? I mean, look, we don't.
Go
ahead.
If I made $10 million to do a movie, my mouth would stay shut. I would not be worrying about going on a strike.
Mm-hmm.
Six figures, 10 figures. Oh, we want more money.
No.
Yeah, I worked for scale when I was in Hollywood, and I was happy.
I don't blame
UPS wants to go on strike. Everybody wants to go on strike.
Do you know that they doing?
Nobody wants to work. Everybody wants to go on strike.
Apparently, do you know that they want to go ahead and go ahead and do practice for that? Practice for that.
How do you practice first? Okay, guys, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna practice walking and holding signs.
Pretty much.
This shows you the good thing we have a disclaimer on the show.
Yes,
we're gonna practice to walk and hold a sign.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Everybody line up. Put your signs up. Okay. Bob, you didn't hold your sign up high enough. We got to do this again. Take two. We're going to walk.
Seriously.
Come on. Get to work.
And the thing is, they're striking. What are they striking about? Not going ahead and staying cool during the summer. Bring a thing of water. I'm sorry, I yelled.
Yeah, they're complaining because they want air conditioning. Some of the trucks are not working with air conditioning. Okay.
Got it.
And then they're complaining about not having water. Here's a nifty thought.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Hang on. They have these things around, and they're almost everywhere. They're called stores. You could walk into one, and you put down a couple of bucks, and you know what they'll do? They'll let you have a bottle of water.
Exactly.
Now, you can go and take, you know, something cold out of your fridge, put it into one of these little containers, and take it with you all day long.
Yeah, you can buy yourself a cooler. Put it in the cooler. I mean, think about it. When you guys are closing your door,
look,
you
like
lock
she's
it,
doing, just
go
like,
ahead and deliver.
See, here's how easy it is. Just like she just did right now on air. She took her can of soda out of the fridge just before we went on air, and now she's drinking it.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
See, how many times have you gone to
Not
work?
Not that bloody hard.
How many times have you gone ahead when you were working security? You took yourself a container, you had ice in it, and you took how many drinks with you during the course of the time?
Yeah.
And,
not,
you know,
not that
you put
hard.
You put ice in it and several bottles of water, you know, maybe a couple of cold other beverages that's, you know, keep you cool. No beer. But everything else that you take with you. And, you know, and be comfortable. That's the whole idea. You know, you're going to save yourself some money in the long run, but there you go. You ain't got nothing to complain about.
But we're going to go on strike because we don't want to walk into a store and go buy some water.
No, what they don't want to do is get off of their humps and get the stuff delivered on time, and they don't like it because people come down on them because, hey, there is a time frame for delivery, folks.
No, UPS, I'll give UPS credit. They do deliver on time. The right. other company that she remained nameless.
And you know who they are, so.
Has problems, but UPS does deliver on time, but still. go
well,
to the
actually,
store.
We have
go to when you go shopping, you can buy a case of water, a case, for like $3 or $4.
It all depends on what stores you're going to bargain shop.
But yeah, you can get a
there
case for like $3 or $4.
Go to the big places and pick them up. You know where they are. And, you know, you can get them and have them and put them in your refrigerator. Keep them cold the night before, maybe. Throw the ice on top of it. Bingo. There you go, folks.
Then you have the multi-million dollar actors.
Exactly.
Who feel they need to go on strike because they don't have enough zeros at the end of their check.
The only one I'm actually hearing from is Brand Dresser, that's about it.
She's the president of SAG. She's only opening her mouth is because she's out of work.
Pretty much.
Since the nanny went off the air.
Pretty much.
First time in 63 years.
Have you heard her voice? She's got the voice for it. And
first
the big
time in,
mouth.
First time in 63 years that the actors went on strike. We owe $10 million, $12 million contracts aren't enough. We want more money.
Yeah, and one of the funniest things is I got paid $8 million to do the Star Wars trilogy. Insane squad.
No. It's
He's quiet.
You're not
kids.
Hearing, you know,
yeah,
you're,
yeah,
not, you're not hearing from like Adam Driver or Keanu Reeves or
no.
Or you know, these people that are actually out with multi-million-dollar contracts. You're hearing from like Fran Drescher, who
seriously
is making her royalties off the nanny because she's not really getting paid that much to be a president of SAG.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just wanted to follow what the writers were doing, and they shut down Deadpool 3 in the process of filming because of this nonsense.
Yeah.
And it is. It's nonsense. It really
it is.
What do the actors can possibly want that they don't have already?
Is to make sure that their voices and stuff are not used for artificial intelligence. I'm dead serious. That's it.
Okay,
that's
wait.
What they're having a fit about.
Wait. Run that by me slow and in English.
Instead of that way they can get royalties. Anytime somebody uses their voice or their likeness in artificial intelligence.
That's part of the contract. They do that now.
I'm dead. They're like, no, we don't have anything for that.
Yes, you do. Read your contract.
Yeah, you do.
Your voices and your likenesses you get royalties for.
Because now they're trying to add the,
sign the right contract and you get those things.
Well, we're talking about the dum-dums who, you know, are ancient old ones that are like, oh, I signed this one about 3 or 4 years ago. Hello. If you're doing a new thing, maybe you were doing that old stuff for some of the old shows. Here's a nifty thought. Just turn around and tell them you want to update your contract. You don't have to go through all the strikes and everything. Just say, can we just change a little things to my contract? Duh.
Update your contracts, people.
If
your union was doing what they were supposed to be doing, you'd have updated contracts to take
exactly.
care of this.
Exactly, and they
you
wouldn't
pay
have to
$900 a year or $1,500 a year, whatever it is to be in SAG. They could update your contracts and say,
yeah,
okay, can I use you in artificial intelligence without your permission? And you'd have to get so much percentage of the royalties. Just like you sign a contract to do a movie, you're going to, you know, in that contract is your percentage of your merchandising, your percentage of your fees or percentage of whatever you know, box office that you take in. But,
exactly.
You know, if you don't want your likeness and the thing with the contracts is a lot of Hollywood that your likeness, and you know this going in when you sign the contract, your likeness is owned by the studio.
Exactly.
You sign your contract And, you know, you do these movies, you sign away your rights to your likeness. Your likeness is part of the thing for the studio, and then they can use whatever they want. If you don't want to get that, and I don't see how that's how going on strike is going to change that. You still get, you know, a small percentage of the studio using your likeness.
Yeah, just like Carrie Fisher, God rest her soul, went in and said, "You'll be using my likeness for centuries to come." Hey, guess what, Carrie? You're right.
and then you have some actors like James Earl Jones who actually signed away the fact that Disney and Lucasfilms can use his voice in perpetuity forever in whatever Star Wars films that they want to do for him to be Darth Vader. So
Speaking of Star Wars films,
about Star Wars films?
Sorry. They actually went ahead and have the new one on a delay.
For the strike or just in general?
Rumor has it, one, for the strike. And the other rumor is there's not enough star power with her and John Boyega to actually get the job done.
There's not. You got Helen Mirren, who is on that 1923 series on Paramount with Harrison Ford. You've got Daisy Ridley, who nobody's heard of before the Star Wars prequels.
This is true.
You've got John Boyega, who nobody's heard of before the Star Wars prequels. And that's it.
Sequel.
You don't have the star power. You don't have, you know, Carrie Fisher or Mark Hamill or Harrison Ford.
No.
Or, you know, Hayden Christensen or Ian McGregor.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have Mark Hamill.
Or someone
you have Mark
to
Hamill.
Sell these things.
You have Mark Hamill, but supposedly he's not showing up that much in new film. So you have Mark kind of, sort of.
And Daisy Ridley can't carry the films by herself. She couldn't carry the first three by herself.
No.
You know, you had to get the star power in there. You had to get Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford up
exactly.
in there to do these things, even though Harrison Ford said, "I don't want to do them anymore." But he complained about still being Han Solo in the Star Wars films, but has no problems playing Indiana Jones. So go figure.
No. Oh, he finally went ahead and gave up Indiana Jones after this one, after Dial of Destiny.
Let's go back. Harrison Ford said that they wish they'd kill off his character at the end of Empire Strikes Back.
This is true.
Because he didn't want to be playing Han, you know, he didn't think he could play Han Solo at 60 and still do the same thing. But he's never said anything about maybe you should have killed Indiana Jones off after the Temple of Doom.
No.
You know, he don't mind playing Indiana Jones in the 60s, he just don't want to play Han Solo in the 60s.
Can I say something?
Say whatever you want.
I'm not really into the Indiana Jones. Sorry, they could have killed him off in the first one.
Well, you know what the joke is? And all the Star Wars fans put this little joke in that the Indiana Jones films were what Han Solo was dreaming about while he was in
the carbonite
till he thawed him out.
Yeah, that Han Solo was the dream. That it was Han Solo's dreams of doing something else while in case in the carbonite.
But yeah, you don't have the star power, and you know you gotta get somebody else in there. You gotta get Adam Driver in there. Or you gotta get, you know, try to put as much of the cat. There were talks at one time where Kathleen Kennedy, who's in charge of Disney and Lucasfilms, wanted to reshoot, you know, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker, because of what Rain did to Mark Hamill, which caused a lot of people to protest Ronnie Howard's film, which was Solo at the time.
Yeah, I know.
They boycotted that because we killed off Mark Hamill the wrong way.
Yeah, don't be serious.
And, you know, at the time, everybody said, you know, Oscar Isaac said, I'm not going to do any more Star Wars films unless I need a new house. That was the quote. He's changed his mind. He said, if the script is good, he'll come do it.
Exactly.
But unless you have the star power of Mark Hamill or somehow be able to save Carrie Fisher's footage from the films and edit it back in because she's kind of dead, folks. Or give Harrison Ford a buttload full of money to come back and do Han Solo again. You know, Ian McDiarmid, I'm pretty sure will jump in, who played the Emperor. Hayden Christensen's already playing Darth Vader ad infinitum. He got tossed up and got ridiculed for playing Anakin Skywalker
the first time
in the prequels. Now here he is, and you know, every Star Wars thing.
Oh, I know.
You're going to see Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader, even when Ahsoka comes out with Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to revise his role as Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader. He's revising his role as Darth Vader in Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I know he is.
So.
I mean, he went from being yelled at and screamed at for going ahead and doing it, and now they're like, he's the only one we can get a hold of to actually go ahead and do Vader.
Last 3 minutes, the women's championship at Battle of the Belt 6.
Oh, God.
The weather killed off the satellite feed.
Yeah, it did.
And they had to actually run the last few seconds of the match to find out who won.
Oh, I know. It's just weird. Yeah, it was a thunderstorm, actually.
And I don't like it that no belts changed hands. Everybody retained.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I mean, if you're going to have these Battle of the Belts thing, let's start changing some of these things up.
Yeah. At least,
I'm happy that Orange retained, but.
Yeah, so was I. Yeah. But
you know, the TNT championship could have we got to get it off of Christian. I mean, Luchasaurus or whoever the champion is this week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Luchasaurus.
Supposed to be.
And
I'm glad you put
Christian
it in those terms.
Has it. He's walking around like,
right.
You know.
So you're going to see Luchasaurus turn
Please.
On Christian.
Yes.
At some point.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see him rip his
All right,
head
we got,
off.
We got about a minute, so. Final thoughts before we go bye-bye.
I have thoughts.
No. It's hard.
Yeah. That's bad. Hold on.
So next week, we may have an encore show because I might be doing the Little League games.
Yes.
For PCTV. So we might be having an encore show next month.
Sorry, guys.
We'll keep in touch. All right. We are out of here. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And we will talk to y'all next week.